Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be about Division 2 and just some of my thoughts about abilities, power, and presence, how often they show up, how strong they are. They're definitely receiving feedback about refresh timers and things, so I wanted to kind of throw some of my thoughts into the ring. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can probably catch me live right now, twitch.tv/sayno2rage. And if I'm not live, just throw me a follow. That's an easy way to support my content and come in and talk. So first, we're going to talk about defining thing. What is the defining thing about this game? Second, we're going to talk about early game presence. And then we're going to end by saying everything scales. Okay? So first, I want to talk about the defining thing. I think when you play a lot of these games, there's usually something going on that is almost it's an identifier, okay? So for Destiny 2, it's like the space magic. You've got all these abilities and supers and really crazy exotics that change the way that you play, and that leads to really, really fun, it's a power fantasy. It's a sense of power fantasy. And I think that is one of that's probably the defining thing, or one of the defining things about Destiny. When you think about Anthem, you're in a powerful mech suit and you're flying around and you have abilities and you're almost like a version of Iron Man. These are defining things that when you play those games, they are not just influencing the genre of the game, but they're influencing your experience and how the game flows and feels. Division 2, I think, could be more built around technology and being like a really, really high level agent. Like, we are agents of the Division and we use technology, and that's sort of how we engage in combat. Now, not all of the combat, but one of the defining things about your character to make you stand out against just the swarm of thugs and all these guys that are shooting at you all the time could be the SHD tech. You're researching skills, you're researching abilities. You are supposed to be, an elite force against this random rabble of people that are constantly trying to hurt you and do you harm. And whenever you're playing a game like this, I think that's something to keep in mind. We have a lot of abilities. We have a lot of cool things in the game. And my argument would be, as we research, upgrade, and invest, technology and our abilities should be a more defining thing about the Division. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't, it has no presence. I'm merely saying I think it could have more. So hear me out here. I'm not saying that the abilities are completely underrepresented and they should be far better represented. I'm saying I feel like they could be more represented, and especially in the early game. So let's talk about that. Early game presence is the next thing I want to talk about. A lot of what I'm going to say right now is based on one of the biggest quality points of this game, and that's that the early game feels like the end game. That's such a great thing about the Division in Division 2, is that even green and blue armor has set bonuses. It's sort of teaching you about the end game. It's educating you about those loot incentives and the grind. And I think the early game feeling like the end game is such a smart play. The early game doesn't feel trivial. I don't feel like I'm basically doing something just as a sort of a mechanical exchange of time, because like, oh, I just really want to get to the end game. If I could just get to the end game, that's where all the fun is. I think they do a very good job of respecting that early game investment. I don't feel motivated to blitz through the early game to get to the end of Division 2, and I think that is such a very, very good value point for people that like games like this. So, early game presence of abilities, I'm basing my argument off of that fact. Off of the fact that they have a very, very great value structure built into this game, where it's very clear from very early on, you've got a lot of early game investments that are really satisfying. I'm slightly concerned that so much of the game turns into a shootout with little ability presence, is how I want to kind of springboard into this. I feel like a lot of what we do in the game just muddies itself down into a shootout with almost no ability presence. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean abilities should be constant and abilities should be basically taking over the game, but I do think they should consider having far more presence than they have currently. Now, some of this could just come down to refresh timers. There could be refresh timers that just need to be tweaked, because I'm using the Chem Healer and the Crusader Shield, And I don't feel like I ever really struggle to have my abilities up. I don't feel like I'm ever really wanting. I feel like I have a good grasp on when to use it and how. Obviously, I hope you can buff them pretty well in the late stages of the game, so I'm still able to kind of pull my shield out when I need and have it be really, really influential. Some abilities seem more influential than others and more present than others, and obviously they had that patch where the deployables weren't even coming out, and I think that was obviously a pretty significant mistake, so it's good to see them responding. Apparently people were telling us last night on the podcast there's still an issue with some of the deployables, so hopefully they can figure that out very soon, because the next thing I would want to see them kind of target is the presence and the refresh timers on stuff. Because certain abilities, I mean, if you're waiting a full minute to 2 minutes for an ability to come back, it's going to have almost no presence in the fight if you've already used it. Now, I don't think you should just be able to use it constantly, but given that you could wait for the refresh timer almost the entire length of the fight, I think is very, very damaging to the flow of the game. Again, remember, the early game feels like the end game, and one of the defining things about this game that could make it feel so, so good, so it's not just always a shootout, is abilities having more presence. Now, some people might say, you're going to break the game, you're going to turn it into ability spam, and it's going to get kind of crazy, you know, because in the late game, you can start to buff those things. I think, obviously, I'm not asking for insane changes to the game, and I'm also not saying to leave things exactly as they are. You could even consider saying, if something gets a higher refresh rate, it's going to get a bit of a reduction in its power, just because you don't want it showing up far too often and making things far too easy and trivial. Building into quicker cooldowns, I think, is a little bit of a... It's kind of like, to me, it feels like the luck stat in Anthem, is that if I want to spec into quicker cooldowns, you're almost kind of making me use perk slots I would use for other things, just so I can have my ability at a quick interval. It will relieve some of that pressure on the player to build into really quick refresh timers, and then obviously you'd have to scale some of this because you're going to be going into endgame content where that ability could come up way too often as you both buff its refresh rate as well as you quicken its refresh rate as well as buff its damage. So, consistent presence is really what I'm going for. I don't want them to be a primary source of power. That's the point I really want to make. A consistent presence, but not a consistent and primary source of power. Your guns and your movement and your positioning would still be the primary source of your power, just a more consistent presence. And everything scales is the last point that I want to make. Everything in the game scales. So I don't think we're going to get behind a situation here where we suddenly feel like there's literally no way they can rein this stuff in, because everything scales, right? So right now, if I have something in the game that has a certain presence and it's adding a little bit of sauce to my build, okay? It's giving me a little bit of strength in the fight. Well, whatever influence that has over elites or the trash ads or, you know, the purple guys, you know, whatever strength structure you give the ability, then you just scale that as the game scales. So if you give something a little bit of a quicker refresh timer, and then you lower its power, that's going to scale into the end game, right? Because you're going to be able to increase the power and continue to invest in a quicker refresh timer, and it's going to scale with where you go. I don't want to turn the game into Anthem with guns, because we know that Anthem is primarily about using abilities, and we don't want this to become that. I'm not trying to change the nature of the game, but I do think as a Division agent, that could be something that's a little bit more drawn into the early game. A lot of people are probably going to comment on this video and say, things get really great in the end game with your guns, but I've also had a lot of folks come into my stream and say it's still pretty much gun-based combat in the end game. Abilities get faster, but you're generally relying on hard-hitting gun builds, and I would love to see, again, if everything scales, think about that. If everything scales, that means you could have abilities in the end game that have way more influence at the cost of maybe your guns being less influential. Because right now, I strongly encourage people to run Chem Launcher and Crusader Shield. And the reason I tell them to do that is because I feel a very, very strong sense of presence and power from from my Crusader shield and my chem launcher, because I feel like I can have them so often. They don't feel too strong, though. They don't feel too strong. They just feel like they show up on a regular basis, so I kind of have something to fall back on. If refresh rates were standardized and more consistent, we could actually invest in power, health, efficiency, mods, augments, and other things on our character and our abilities if they were a little bit more standardized. So right now, I think one of the main issues you're going to run into is if people ask for more presence and power on the abilities, there's almost intrinsic imbalance in the game where some are going to be, if you give us abilities more often, just flat out, that's going to create big problems because some of the abilities show up way more often than others, and then you're going to create imbalance on top of imbalance that already exists. So they're going to want to look at how exactly they want to lay this out so that you're not suddenly giving people way too much power, both in the early game and in the late game. Let me state here at the end of this, though, I don't think this is a humongous issue. I don't think this is a huge issue. I don't think this is a game-breaking issue. I just know that when I'm playing this game, one of the things that I enjoy so, so much is that the early game feels cool, important, and similar to the end game. And I would love for abilities to get into a very, very similar lane of both power, presence, and efficiency so that I don't feel like there's this big, enormous shift when, oh, all of a sudden I'm in the end game and I can use these abilities all the time. They were really smart about creating a variety of abilities. There's lots of ones that heal. There's lots of ones that are effective. Once they fix some of these ones that just can't be deployed, I would set my sights next on standardizing refresh rates so that they have more presence, tweaking power so none of them are too strong, and then you just scale that up into the world tiers as we get strong. And as we get stronger in the game. So, as with all of my content, we're going to transition into Q&A. I appreciate you guys listening and watching all my content. I appreciate supporting non-Destiny content, both here live as well as on the YouTube channel. As with all of my content, if you're listening to all those other locations, you can come in live, twitch.tv/StayNoToRage. And as always, please like, share, and subscribe.